When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
No autographs.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out.
Arden and Brian are here at last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no.
My name is Arda Marine.
My name is Brian Safi.
Hi, did you get felt up in my Tesla?
I didn't.
Oh, that's
how Santa ma'am.
Does
everyone know
Santa
that
ma'am?
One time okay. I texted Arden and
my boyfriend's name is Sanya.
Okay. So I texted Arden.
Yeah.
I tried to text her, how are things with Sanyam? But it came out.
He Siri'd it.
It came out with, how are things with Santa ma'am? So I just sent that instead.
No, that's
and
really good.
And it worked out great.
A woman loves to be called ma'am. Let's just start
she
that.
Loves it. She loves it.
I make you call me ma'am.
Ma'am.
In our relationship.
Especially, you should always call friends ma'am since we're speaking of friends.
How are things with Santa ma'am?
We
this
have
is our friend that we've been.
The funniest.
That we've been to Rhode Island to. We've gone to Rhode Island.
That's his first credit.
Yes. That's his first credit.
I didn't even know what you're talking about me.
We've been to Rhode Island.
I also said we've been to Rhode Island too. Two.
His second credit is not only is he like hysterical.
Yeah.
He's also like an actor.
He's an actor. He's an actor.
Oh my God.
He's fun. And he's also a brilliant writer. He's a great dad.
If you if any aspiring actor does not study your performance on Curb, among your other things, but especially on Curb,
your
I'm not even kidding.
Lord.
You're so, you play it.
Stop.
So fucking, by the way, I have to say, you're no autographs, please, energy, because you came in here with a camera like you did on that fucking show.
Yep, that's
so
true.
So are you just always trying to remind
I
people?
I was like, remember?
Our friend Mike Castle
is here, the one and only.
So
we're thrilled.
You bring props like you have in your favorite credit you bring with you
to get
right.
I should have tucked in my sweater.
A beer stein. Yep. Right,
yes,
exactly.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Now, you should tell the audience about the camera, just so the people would know from Curb.
So he's a, you're, I forget.
Oh, oh yes. I'm a videographer for a wedding.
Okay.
And his whole thing is that he tucks in his sweater. I mean, you honestly, when people say, and I'm going to keep my eyes closed.
Please do.
Yeah, because I feel like we both feel self-conscious.
We do.
About how nice you're being to me.
But when you tell all your clients, when they're being nice.
And this is one of the things I tell my clients. My clients know firsthand from me that acting truly is reacting. And that also people say it's much more difficult, and I'm saying this, it's much more difficult to start in drama and then be funny. You can't really be funny. You can't really learn it. You can hone it. However, a funny person can be dramatic. And when I saw you on that show and
he
that performance, I thought
it.
To myself, that's an actor.
Can
wow.
I just say? Can
wow,
I just say?
Thank you.
I am one of his clients.
Oh, so you do the method.
I'm going to do it right now. Okay,
method.
Ready? Because yeah. I owe him so much money. I'm so deeply in debt because it's an MLM and I haven't recruited Anna and Katie.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Anna Jose and Katie Levine, Dr. Banana.
The
I recruited
ones
them.
And onlys.
Okay, I saw you, and I thought, there is a man that it can only do drama. He's too tall. Mm-hmm. His camera skills are too high. When I saw you tuck in your sweater, I saw my coat. It's like, I know a man that tucks in a windbreaker or a raincoat.
I do tuck in a windbreaker.
Sure. I do not know someone that tucks in a sweater. And when I saw you, I thought, that man can do comedy. Welcome to the podcast, Michael Castle.
Thank you so much.
Michael?
Yeah.
Ernest
is my middle name. Yeah, I do actually want to remind you, Brian, that at Naomi's wedding, I discovered recently, I don't think I'm a good extrovert.
Why don't we get into
that's
that?
Right.
Because, you said you discovered you didn't, and yet you did, and
you
yet
told me
you
this.
Persisted.
Yes.
He and was in a very dramatic movie.
I was in a full-on drama.
You
yes, because I told you, I never want to do that again.
Yeah,
it was
you
very
were like,
hard.
Because he was like, it was like, it felt fake. They're like, okay, just look out the window. And you're like, okay, that was great. And he's like, was it? I'm just looking out a window.
No, but I'm sure it was great.
Every scene ends, and you go like, do we get anything? Is that enough?
But you do. That's the wild thing. Because all they ever tell you on a drama is like, do nothing. And I think they actually mean it.
I would say a lot of the best.
Except you like had to cry on cue and shit.
I had to cry like nonstop.
Did you just poke yourself in the eyes? Did you poke yourself in the eyes or stick
It was the main thing was that I realized I had not gotten any real acting training because I was like, how do you do this without becoming depressed? And I was like, I don't know, so I'll just become depressed. And so I was just depressed
Carmex
for like a month and a half.
Eyes. You put Carmex in your eyes. It irritates
We didn't have the budget for that.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I do. I booked a lot of crying roles. I've never had one real tear. I just jam Carmex in my eyes.
I've had a few real tears before, but usually after like the first take or whatever, I get the Tiger Balm and do the magic.
Do you think of running out of PB Fit?
You have to get sponsored.
That's what
you
have to get sponsored.
Mike, how on earth are we going to get sponsored when all everyone says is how terrible it is?
No, Gareth Reynolds liked it.
He did our last guest
he
like
gave
it. But
an
I
eight.
Have to say,
he gave it an eight.
I don't know if you know this person, but Lauren Lapkus really started a trend of people not liking
it.
I saw the video.
I don't know if you know Lauren Lapkus.
I know her,
if you know Lauren Lapkus.
Yeah.
Look, I loved her. She's one of my best friends. And I don't know if I get... She's cursed
Couldn't love her more, but she's
I think she made a real mistake by turning down the stevia or whatever
Thank you.
Right when she said no, I was like, you're fucked.
I hope that you've been into couples counseling about that.
Well, no, we just yelled at each other about
it. Okay, now, Michael.
Oh, and also, I'm determined to like it. I want you to know that. I have come today to enjoy it. I brought cinnamon with me.
Oh, yes.
Because I think it needs cinnamon.
I think you're right. I actually think it's a great idea.
Well, can I tell you, this is so sad, but because...
Are you going to tell the trade secret?
No, but I'm going to say
you
that...
You got a cease and desist from PB Fit?
No. I wish.
I would frame it.
So here's
it's either sponsorship or get a cease and desist.
This is how sad it is that normally Brian makes the cakes. And for whatever reason, I made the cake and we got an eight. And then I was like, okay, I got to make it for Mike because we got to have somebody from the Castle Lopkins house. You got to go home and tell your wife she's wrong.
Oh, that's right. Actually, she legit said to me.
Mike is married to Lauren.
That's right. You're telling Brian.
By the way, I still have not seen the paperwork on that.
Yeah.
I don't buy it for a second. I don't buy it. You are living in sin over
there. I don't buy it.
And I'm very judgmental of it.
Me
now,
too.
Listen.
That's disgusting.
On this show, as you know.
Yeah.
But wait, I'm sorry. You're saying that Brian makes it poorly and only you make it well?
No, in fact, I'm a wild
That's what
card.
I heard.
It seemed like that.
That's what I heard.
I'm just saying today we had a weird... I don't think I can... I'm a monster. I ripped it open with my teeth. You can tell him what
she
it is.
She did.
Like a Reese's monkey. But it was like, it went well. We didn't want to fuck with it.
No.
Just this episode. You can have it again next week.
Now listen... Imagine if I was actually hurt. I actually am. I actually am. Mike,
I love you so much.
I love you too.
I love you legit so much.
No.
I love you so much.
Thanks.
On this show, at the beginning, we talk about someone who has, we nominate people who have no autographs, please energy.
Yeah.
That special sort of delusional confidence, Hilaria Baldwin.
You know your bride with the lady who sent out the Christmas
Go
cards
to hell,
in her.
Christmas
in her.
Cards.
That's
which is an
story.
Iconic story.
Iconic.
I love that.
And people that, but it's
Go
also,
to hell
it
or
also
whatever.
Started when I was doing stand up, and I'm very hard on myself, and I would see particularly. No, it can be men and women, both. Anybody could
He's
do
a meninist, so be careful.
But they would come off stage, people like, I'm so hard on myself that I'm like, people come off stage and they hadn't done one, they're like, I fucking crushed it.
Yes,
I was like, how do I have have a little bit of that because the voices of my dad comes back from the dead in his Miata to be like, what are you doing? Yeah. You know what I mean? So
Miata, by the way, I heard you mention the Miata the other day. That's my go-to improv joke for when someone asks you what your car is.
I always say Miata.
It's just a very funny
car. I wish
car
you could have seen my dad.
One of the few cars that says everything you need to know about Vanity.
And even if you don't know what it is, you can hear something
for sure.
In the name where you're like, you're lame.
A Mazda Miata.
It was his favorite car.
That is hysterical.
And it had vanity plates. Okay, who would you...
Well, to be in the stand-up circuit, that's where you're going to get the most of that energy as well.
It's a lot. Because
you get a little bit in the improv, but everyone's a little bit more like communal or something in improv.
Yes,
because I started at an improv, and then I was like, I remember Bobby Lee was like, you can make money doing stand-up. And I was like, okay. And then, like, but I was like an improviser at heart. And then in that world of that, like, yeah, I crushed it, I killed, I fucking murdered. And you're like, I feel like I could have done better.
Like, right. And also, I feel like you were not good.
Yeah, you were not good.
As someone who was watching your show.
Right. Literally, I remember somebody walking going like, how y'all doing tonight? Because I just got my dick sucked. And the crowd went crazy. And I was like, I should be here. Yeah. I should quit.
Wow.
Okay, so what is
your... I have a real true candidate for this. This is not a person who anyone knows.
This is the
person who lives across the street from us.
Great.
I don't know... Lauren knows his name. I call him Glenn.
Great.
I don't know what his name is, but we call him Glenn.
It's a good one.
So what Glenn does is he takes bulk items that we are throwing away.
Yeah.
He takes them from our trash and puts them on his front porch.
Wait.
And so there's tons of them.
What?
There's like an old lamp.
Okay.
But let me tell you this.
But he doesn't bring them in the house.
And he doesn't put a light bulb in it. He has it upside down on his porch.
Whoa.
It's just sitting there. I see it every day. It's been there for a year.
I am only impressed.
I think he's shaming us.
He's like, you just...
Look what you could have done with this.
You disgusting, wasteful.
Look at this. You could have turned this upside down.
You wasteful garbage people.
Okay, it actually gets worse. So then.
Glenn is on fire.
In fairness, you should have put it on. You should have tried putting it upside down.
Do you think Glenn is trying to cuck you?
And you should have tried putting it on both sides.
To see. You should have if it could be an ornament.
It's always important to make sure.
Okay.
So. Then we have this painting in our house
Gorgeous.
That we don't like.
Great.
And
is it a Brian?
Lauren's like, I want to get rid of it. I'm sick of looking at Brian.
So insulted. Yeah.
Okay. And so, with this painting, I take it apart. I take the canvas off of the wood frame, right?
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know why I was... I didn't want to just throw it away, but I wanted it to be gone, and I didn't want anyone else to have it.
Was it satisfying? That sounds satisfying.
It was extremely
satisfying.
I believe it. I really enjoyed it.
We went to a rage room once. We'll tell you after.
It felt like that.
We'll tell you after.
But I made a mistake.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize the type of person Glenn was. I did not break the frame.
Even though
I should have.
Yeah.
Right.
But instead it's just a wooden frame. It has nothing on it. And I put it in our trash. And now it is on his fucking porch. And it's just sitting there.
He's gonna kill you.
And it's just there.
You're going to be under his floorboards by Memorial Day.
Oh, and it gets even weirder.
He's gonna make a wreath of your hair.
This guy watched Annie and thought it was a documentary.
So then we have like one of those Google camera things, you know, in our little
ring or something. Yeah.
But we have to charge it all the time
because every two weeks
I charge it, whatever. And so I take it off and I'm charging it this one time.
Sure.
And then I go put it back.
Uh-huh.
And as I put it back on the thing, I go into my house and I look out and I see Glenn and he's like walking by and he just stops and he just stares at it.
No.
And I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, oh wait, I can cut to the feed. So I'm going to go to the feed and just take a look at Glenn looking at it. And in it, he just walks right up to it. And he just like looks in it.
Holy hell.
And then he just walks away.
Do you think he was hoping you were going to throw it away?
Does he want to take it?
I have no idea what he is thinking.
This guy should be the president.
But are you afraid of him?
No, I actually think he's nice.
Uh-huh.
I just think he's very, very odd.
Uh-huh.
And then, okay.
And probably any new thing, he's like very curious
about. Yes, he's like, what is this?
Yeah.
How old is Glenn?
Probably
19.
60, I would
guess.
Good. Okay.
Maybe about to be 60.
Huh. Yeah.
You know? Okay, 59.
But wait. Is he hot?
Is he hot?
I would not describe him as hot.
Okay, fair enough.
I would not say so.
He's not a salt and pepper daddy.
He recently got into having a beard, which does make him a little bit more stressful when I see him. Because it's really big.
It's a little bit interesting.
Because then it makes the hoarding stuff even, you know, you go like, oh, okay.
It seems more real.
What's inside like?
There's a little bit of you're going to be under his floorboards, or at least your toe.
Let me tell you the scariest detail, but I'm trying to get the detail of this right. So basically, one night, what am I doing? I'm like outside and we have like a little like a child like basketball hoop thing, you know, for Holly or whatever.
Yeah, because you like to win.
I'll sit out there and I'll shoot all day on my child.
Yeah,
it's not a problem. But so one night I'm out there and I'm doing this And I look across the way and I see Glenn.
Yeah.
And he's like in his window and he's kind of like, I'm not even kidding. He's looking out and I was like, Jesus Christ, whoa, there's Glenn.
He wants to steal that basketball.
And so
hoop.
Then I kind of like give a wave. Uh-huh. And then he kind of just drifts away. Uh-huh. He kind of drifts back. And
he's
I was like, oh, that
you.
Was weird. And then I say to Lauren, I was like, hey, Lauren, I just saw Glenn. I like wave to him. And then I point to the house and all of the lights have now turned out.
Oh! He's jerking
like, what
off,
the fuck,
he's
I swear to God,
he's
he was right there.
He's jerking off furiously watching you play basketball at a child's
this is a real
day.
Boo Radley move. Yes.
That's a real
all,
Boo Radley.
All of which is to say, though, no autographs, please, is fully his energy.
Oh, completely. Wow. What does he care?
But yeah,
can you imagine?
He's like, I dare you to mention
he
it.
Puts
I
want
to go over there and steal that so badly. It's driving
great.
Me insane.
You've got to. Could you ever just say to him, don't mind, my diaper fell off. Could you ever just say to him, I'm his coach.
Your coach makes you wear a diaper?
I do.
Isn't
because,
that like regression?
No, because it's a lot of.
It's a lot.
Is it freeing to shit and piss yourself?
It's a lot of prunes.
It's a lot of prunes. So could you ever just say to him, hey, I noticed you've.
No, do not.
Way too scared.
Why would you fuck with perfection?
How tall is he? Could he take you in a fight?
He's really fat.
Have you ever gotten into a fist fight?
In my life, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
With who?
An Irishman in Ireland
Did
and
you win?
One of my brothers.
Were
and
you an adult or a child?
High schoolers. I was an adult.
Did you win?
Wow.
He started it. It was really insane.
That's
Did you
scary.
Win?
I don't believe I've ever won a fight because even if you win in any, like I've,
You're still
I've won.
Hurt.
But then you go like I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. You know, like it feels bad ultimately.
I got attacked
if you're
by a girl.
Thinker at all.
I got attacked by a girl named Emily once, and I threw her on the ground.
That's pretty. Well, we got in a fist fight that one time. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Because this is a funny story. Actually.
This is funny. It was at the Grove.
We were arguing about whether DVR was going to take over TiVo.
Oh yeah.
And we got in such a fight.
It was at the American Girl doll store.
I pushed the Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
Right onto Arden.
And then Mario Lopez.
Which side of the argument are you on?
Oh, I was absolutely pro. I said TiVo's here to stay.
Yeah, you love the noise.
I loved it.
I was like, no.
I loved it. TiVo and Laserdiscs was really what I was fighting for.
I was like Blu-ray gal. No, it was. But it was actually. It was. We got asked to leave. There was
cease
and desist.
Let me tell you. This isn't quite a fight, but I went to an all boys high school, all boys Catholic high school on the south side of Chicago.
That's my nightmare.
Hated it.
Yeah,
literally the worst time of my life. Hated it so much. And but so I like very very rarely would I see girls. And so this one day, this girl is like. In the lobby of our high school, it's after school, so I'm about to go to swim practice.
Yeah.
Sure.
And as we're waiting for the coach to get there, this one guy everyone hates starts like really, he's like vamping to make this girl think he's cool, and he's picking on this one guy.
Hot.
And so I go, I was really small in high school, so I was like 5'1" at the time of this story.
My brother was like that.
I was like, I'm going to be noble, I'm going to stand up for this guy.
I love this.
Yeah, but as every story in my life goes, then I go in the wrong direction.
Sure.
And so I start standing up for this guy.
Yeah.
And then this kid kind of pushes me, and then my reflex is to spit in his face.
Darn.
Holy, no, but that's like
And so
fighting.
I immediately spit in his face,
sorry.
But then the whole, everyone turns, and now everyone's like, what is wrong with you?
To
me.
Took it too far.
And I was like, You're the weird one. But right when I did it too, I was like, I went too far.
Did he deck you?
No, he was, everyone
Stunned.
Was disturbed. Bye, everyone was like,
fair
why
enough.
Did you escalate?
Honestly,
fair enough.
Me, I'm going to put that in my back pocket for if I ever get like attacked, because I have taken a self-defense class, and I don't want to brag, but I was actually pretty good at fighting. But
I believe it.
I was not,
you got that long torso.
I've got the long
That's
torso.
Right.
I've got
That's
a lot
right.
of torque. And you know what? I could use it like a shiv. And but I'm gonna deploy that if I have to, because you feel like you have nothing to lose. You're a little bit of a wild card.
Yeah, everyone just immediately goes, he's insane. He's not.
I don't
know
why more people don't do what I do,
which is you tell
I
your
turn all my 5-carat rings inside so that they're in my hands. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And then I just swat.
Yeah, that's hot. You
I don't
tell
know
all your clients.
I tell all my clients.
Just turn your 5-carat.
I need you to spend at least approximately $500 to $750,000 on your rings.
Yeah, that's right.
Turn them. It's so funny.
Just
that more
in the event
do that.
That you're going to get into some kind of fight.
Not for fashion. Yes. Not for
I
fashion.
I have a no autographs, please energy.
Hit it.
Okay, so this
but
is,
don't hit it. We already talked about.
Okay,
that.
Now this is. I'm going to bring this. This is a.
She's googling one.
A person from the press. I'm googling
who is
Naps.
Famous?
Who is Naps Energy? So this is a person from history. This is a historical
figure. Oh, Attila.
This is a historical figure.
You want everyone to call him Hun?
Yeah.
The year is 2002.
Oh.
We are out in the Hamptons. And
9/11 is fresh on the mind.
Fresh on the mind, yes. Baby.
And we are at a bar, and there's a...
She's making this up, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can tell.
And I am a socialite slash publicist slash manager.
Oh, Lizzie Grubman.
And I have my dad's Mercedes
what
SUV.
What a monster.
And they asked me to move my SUV out of a certain lane, and I intentionally backed it up on purpose into a crowd, injuring 16 people, while screaming, while I'm striking my victims, fuck you, white trash.
This happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lizzie Grubman in 2002
she
in
was
the
a
Hamptons
publicist.
Did this.
You know this name?
Yeah.
This is famous.
It was one of those things. This is also sort of pre-Housewives. So this was like a thing of like, who the fuck would do that?
Yeah. That's a real
worse now, it's like most people would.
Yeah, it's a real no autographs, please energy.
Big time.
And I think she became a publicist again. She's my publicist.
Yeah. I think she did. She might have even gotten a show for like a minute.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's
like PR girls.
But like
or something.
To intentionally be like, I will drive backwards in my dad's SUV, Mercedes, yes, backing over people. And nobody got killed somehow.
No one got killed.
But she was screaming, fuck you, white trash. That's real no autographs, please.
Big
energy.
Time. Yeah. Big time.
Okay. She was orange, like Trump.
Because honestly, that's a white trash thing to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're actually being white trash.
She was orange and super blonde.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was like orange.
That was like during, maybe even pre the Paris Hilton thing. It was emerging.
Yes. It was around Simple Lifetime.
Yes. Mm. Yep.
Who would you like to nominate?
As daughter, Celeste would say, my mama. And I'll tell you. I'll tell you why.
Your mama. I cannot wait to hear about your mama.
My mom.
I think we should stick with mama for the whole story.
Just call her mama.
My mama.
Just say mama.
Yeah, no my.
Just
we don't
mama.
Need my.
Mama
yeah.
is so fucking fresh. She is so swayed by advertising and brand names and the promotions they're offering that when she hears it, she can't unhear it ever again.
Tell us more about mama.
Three examples.
From
number
who?
One.
From who?
Mama. Number one. When we were kids, Domino's Pizza ran a special called Make It a Large Medium Charge. My mother, it doesn't matter the pizza place. Uh-huh. It just doesn't. She will to this day say, and can you make it a large medium charge? When we go to a movie,
I love this. There was
one Halloween in like 1995 where they said, and if you want, you could get the monster bucket of popcorn. Uh-huh. Any movie theater, anywhere in the world to this day, will have the monster bucket. And somehow they know. She also calls every debit card the Bank of America card. Because they ran a promotion. But she still says, do you have a Bank of America card? I'm like, no, I don't. Citibank. Well, do they do a Bank of America card? Yeah.
Wow. She loves brand.
It.
She loves brand.
And to this,
there should be a study on her.
And to this day.
Mama loves
she's
brand.
She's everyone's target audience.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
To this day, she goes in a Starbucks when she goes in one. And she says, I'll have a medium Starbucks.
No.
And they say, what kind? And she goes, just like a regular Starbucks.
I cannot.
And then they'll pour her coffee. She's like, no, I didn't want that. I wanted like the creamy Maxima, and she'll make up words.
Do you ever think about how much mental energy you spend every day to just like be normal and like say the right thing and clarify what you mean?
And then
there are people out there like
mama,
who just don't do that at all, and it's totally fine and everything works out.
So my message to daughter Celeste is don't ever be embarrassed if your mama pizza.
Yeah, okay? Don't ever be embarrassed if your mama pizza.
Be proud of it.
I feel like Dr. Banana's leaning forward.
Can you tell a story about, and we could cut this out if you don't want to, but your mom responding to your niece wanting to be a princess?
Oh, there's a couple things she's done with my niece where when my niece was 2 years old, she said something like no to my mom. My mom grabbed her purse and was like, I am never going to be talked to like that again. And she got up and left, like fucking Lucille Bluth, basically.
Wow.
And then another time my niece was like, I want to be a princess. And my mom was like, fat chance. You'll have to move to England. And by the way, Kate's already married. You could try to go after the other one because I don't think that's going to work, but it's going to take a lot.
Wow.
She's like, and you're going to have to give up your entire life for it. She goes, and if you do it, it'll be worth it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Really early for a reality
show. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, she's
also, like, there's like a 35-year age spread between your niece and like Harry.
My mom? No, there's like a 60-year age
spread. No, and Harry.
Oh, and Harry.
If she's going for Harry, it's like, well, first you're 4 years old, so we'll have to get you at least 18.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to wait at least 14 more years, but we'll start prepping you now.
She answers their questions so sincerely to where, honestly, to where I'm like,
Yeah.
They're at the age where they don't know sarcasm.
Or yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
Mama.
Did it? When is it going to come for you?
This is incredible. She doesn't.
She's never, but it's pretty great. So brands work on her like
oh my
nobody's
God.
Business.
Can I also just give a shout out to your brother and what he gives you every time you leave him?
Sure. This is also no autographs to be sent. He doesn't believe that I've ever made a dime. He okay. thinks that this
I
is all made up.
Yes. Like, yes.
Get ready.
Like, one
get
time
ready.
I had like a deadline due for something I was writing, and we were both visiting my parents, and he was like, come outside and let's like that whatever he wanted to do. And I was like, I can't, I have this deadline. He was like, no, you don't. And I'm like, no, I do, because Brian, like, you don't. Like, that's not actually, like, they don't care. Nobody cares. I'm like, oh, okay.
What does he do?
He's a lawyer.
Okay. Oh, okay. Get ready.
Yeah. And by
get
the way,
it gets
one of those,
better.
He
it gets
loves
better.
It.
I'm he sure
loves
he does.
It gets
yeah.
better. It gets better.
So anytime I see my brother when I'm about to leave, like uh-huh. to go back home or whatever, or he's about to leave to go back home or whatever, he
just hands you a five.
He hands me a $100 bill. Every time I see him.
Can I go?
Like, and he's your dad.
Yeah, and he goes, wow. And by the way, he's 1 year and 9 days older. And he goes, just, I know you need it. And I'm like, I really don't. Now I take it. I used to make a big
fuss.
I would
always take it.
Now I only, I just take it and don't say a thing. Because I've been so insulted my entire life from this. But to this day,
what's
he'll be
name?
Like, Robert. But wow. we call him Rob. But to this day, every time I see him when I'm leaving, he gives me $100.
But like, that's not
that so
enough
wild.
To do anything either. Like,
that
no,
is
for sure.
So actually, wild.
No, for sure.
It's actually just mean.
And then sometimes he'll text me and he'll be like, hey, I feel like, do you need an iPad or something? I feel like you should get one.
Wow.
And he was like, so if you need one, let me know and I'll get one for you. And I'm like,
you're working crazy.
Actor.
You
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Well, what?
No, I know.
You're successful. You're a homeowner. You bought your own home yourself.
It doesn't matter.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, according to Rob, that's not a home.
No, he thinks it's all smoke and mirrors and lies, which yeah. some of it is, sure.
A little bit. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, Mike.
I got to say, this has been one of my favorite No Autographs
this
Please
one was,
ever. This was a really good one.
And yeah. I want all of the audience to know how deeply personal this was for me this week. Well, and I'm going to lead with that.
It yeah. was very,
in fact, this episode is going to be called A Deeply Personal Episode.
I love that. I was very hard for me to talk about Lizzie Grubman because that's my mother. And that mama drove over and said, fuck you, white trash. Listen,
Mike.
Now,
yes.
Mike, I don't know if you know. I know actually you have done your homework.
I've done my homework.
If there's new listeners that are,
I'm gonna say the last name Castle's pretty No Autographs, Please.
It yes, really is.
Pretty
and
lofty
I play
stuff.
A lot of chess, and that's a thing. And
that's
chess is
true
castling,
too.
So everyone always thinks it's not really my last name.
Oh, how
and
awful.
Chess things
oh my
and stuff.
God.
Yeah.
Oh wait,
what
oh,
if you
I, wait,
changed
I'm sorry,
it? What actually if you
have,
actually
what
have
if
a
you
fake
did?
Name?
That would be amazing. Yeah, like my name's Brian Hollywood.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and your brother would be like, of course. Well, wait, I actually have one other person I want to nominate.
Please.
I totally
Please.
Forgot. Okay, so I played in this chess tournament last year in Vegas.
I can't
and,
wait.
And I played against this one teenage boy, and he, like, whooped my ass.
How
like,
old?
He was, like, 14. And,
oh,
and,
like
but,
a,
and
like
he, like,
a little
annihilated
one.
Me, like, really early. I was like, oh, it's, like, fucking totally over, whatever.
Right.
It's 4 days. And this is the worst game I played for the entire time. And it really did, like, stick with me, where I was like, that was really a painful loss to
yeah,
a child
sure.
or whatever. And he looked so bored the whole game, too. So I was like, it's, like, it's so already so brutal.
Sure.
So at the start of every tournament day, you see your name on this list, and it tells you you're playing white or black, and it tells you what table. And so everyone gathers around, and you're in your rated section, and you're trying to find your
That's
name, whatever.
Fun.
And so I'm standing there waiting to see what table I'm going to be playing at, and this little boy, his name is Andy, he walks over to me, and he just goes, hey. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? And then he goes like, I Googled you.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, nice. Oh, cool. He's like, you're an actor? And I was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, why are you playing chess? And I was like, oh, I just like love chess. He goes like, you should just be an actor.
Wow.
And then he walks away.
Holy.
I was already in
burned.
My head.
You got
and
burned.
Then he says that, I was like.
You just got burned by Andy.
But then every time he would walk by, he'd go like, hey, Mike.
And
I'd be
oh
like,
God. Andy
you just said the meanest,
you.
The single
the
meanest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Dr. Banana's dying. What do you think of that, Dr. Banana?
These chess players,
yeah.
straight shooters.
Yeah,
They are straight shooters. Wow, that is
they
wild.
They cut to the quick.
Well, yeah.
That would have devastated
Oh, it was devastating.
Do you still
yeah.
think it, about it? Does so, it still echo in your head?
I have told this story 100,000 times.
Because
it has never left. I do go to therapy.
And how much have you spent on your
just
time
at the beginning,
segment.
Just at the beginning, every time.
Yeah.
I just check
time.
In again about
every
that,
time.
And I'll retell the story and
least,
I say how I feel now.
At least $450 has been spent on this. Yeah. Maybe you can hit it from his brother.
I gotta say, I only recently have it's come to my awareness that not everyone thinks when you say you're an actor or comedian, not everyone thinks it's cool. People sometimes think it's trashy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That has just come to my
attention. Chess players across the board right. do not respect it at all.
Yeah, it's like, I
have to apologize basically every time someone finds out.
No, for sure. I always thought people would be like, oh, you are? But yeah. no, that's not the case. Yeah. So many people are like, oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you can come.
Yeah. Well, our next segment, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, for those new listeners who don't know, Brian and I, every time we improvise a first date, and the only rules are it has to go well. But what's fun about it is if you hear this sound, that means we are about to read in real lines that have been said to listeners on dates. But more specifically, we have asked for, and we want yours, the worst thing out of context that has ever been said to you on a date. If you want to be included in this, email us at napspod1@gmail.com.
The number.
But now, where would you like our date to be?
I would like to have it be on a cruise ship.
What kind of a cruise ship?
Recent retirees.
A celebration cruise ship.
Yeah, it's a celebration of retirement. Everyone there has just gotten.
Love it.
Everyone has retired. Also, I want to say my favorite one from the PFT one that I can't stop thinking about is my sensei told me I can't kill anyone or something.
Oh my God, aren't they like, wild? What? The date lines are.
They're all unbelievable. Well, also, so many of them are like body shaming.
It's shocking. It makes me feel better. Like even though I'm on a date, people will say the craziest shit to your face, and it makes me be like, okay, I have like a little army of people. Like, we've all had crazy shit. So now that all these people that email in, it makes me feel like I have a solidarity. And what name from your real life, what is Brian's first and last name? Maybe somebody that you know, and what's my first and last name?
Oh, I'm going to make him up completely. Okay. I'm going to go, I want Brian to be Lex Danover.
Great.
And then I want you to be Joel Key Weissman.
Nice. I'm here for it.
I love it.
And then for those listeners who don't know, Mike will be the rest of the world. He could be somebody that works at the cruise ship, another attendee. We can go through space and time where we could cut back, and it could be an ex-husband, an ex-wife, an ex-boyfriend, whatever. We will be back on a celebration.
An X-ray.
A celebration retirement cruise ship.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
back and we are about to go on a date on a Celebration retirement cruise ship.
Joelle Key Wiseman.
Lex Danover.
I gotta say, when I signed up for this cruise, and it's a single retiree cruise, of course. I thought to myself, as I was going through the pictures, I thought to myself, my God, a woman who used to be not only top dog at Mary Kay.
Obviously.
But also a looker.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Look, I gotta say, it's all about my mother. Mama always said to me, it's not about the insides. It's just about the outsides. God, I gotta say, I feel lucky you're the man that has the most hair on this cruise.
Hop on, Pop.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Maybe that was too forward. Hop on, Pop.
You want me to get on you?
Do you want to sit on my lap?
I mean, we are at the swim-up
bar.
Hop on,
Pop.
We're at the swim-up bar, so why not? Let me just swim up, and here we go. Well, you know what? Let's get really drunk.
I love it.
Okay, I'll have four pina coladas, please.
Four pina coladas, okay.
I'll have a glass of hot water.
With one
lemon.
Is he sober?
And one cough drop.
Is he sober?
Okay.
No, I'm not. And a side of one large chicken breast.
Okay.
Let me grab a pen.
Oh, you might as well.
Why don't you say it back?
You said pina coladas.
Four pina coladas.
One medium-sized glass.
Okay.
Of hot
water.
Water.
Uh-huh.
One lemon. Mm-hmm. A cough drop.
A cough drop in the water.
Yes. A side of one large chicken breast.
Yes.
And then maybe a little bit of five olives with a dash of vodka.
You know what? I'm hearing this. I would also like to add to my order. I would like four pina coladas. Mm-hmm. I would like one child-sized chicken quesadilla.
Okay.
I would like an awesome blossom.
We can eat these right in the pool, right?
Oh, yeah. We cook them here, too.
Good. Perfect.
I would like an awesome blossom.
Okay.
I would like one side of steamed dumplings pork.
Okay.
I would like a pudding pop. And I would like an extreme popcorn.
Okay, yeah, we got all that, and I got great news for you.
What's that, Kirk?
It's all on the house.
What?
Yeah, it's all on the house. Yeah, I like how you are. I like the order. I like
how long have you been on this ship?
Yeah, Kirk.
This is actually my last time.
Oh.
Whoa. I've been doing it for 21 years. I'm retiring.
You couldn't even be a day over 22.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Kurt, I have a question for you.
Yes. Okay, ask away.
What's your favorite Disney shirt?
My favorite Disney shirt, I guess.
Your favorite Disney shirt.
Is Ice Age Disney?
No.
I love a good Ice Age shirt.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw myself overboard. Are you kidding me? No, it's not Disney.
What do you like?
Probably.
What do you like?
My favorite Disney shirt is probably the one with the entire Lion King family on it.
That's what you're wearing right now in the pool.
And then,
why are you wearing that shirt?
Is it a body thing? Do you feel bad about your body?
No, I feel great about my body, and I'll tell you why. Because I've realized that all I need to do is follow a few diet steps, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
My favorite flavor of ice cream would have to be a tie between bubblegum and cotton candy. I'm a grown-ass man. I love a pink tongue
with
a blue accent.
What is it? Bubblegum and cotton. You know what? I also love a bubblegum because it's fun when you're like, it's weird, but then I hope I get the gumball.
It lasts longer.
Listen, I got to say, and I know this is crazy, thank you so much for the pina colada. I've already had a few. When I say let's get really drunk, I mean let's get really drunk because guess what? I'm going to get a Tasmanian devil tattoo because Taz be fucking shit up.
Do you have any tattoos?
Do you have any tattoos?
I have some tattoos.
What kind of tattoos do you have?
Well, let me ask you a question.
What does Mama have?
Go.
Godfather 3, yes or no?
Yes.
Let me ask, yes? And for you?
Yes.
You know what?
Yes or no?
This is going to be our first fight.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, excuse me. Do you know how the Electoral College works?
Well, actually, I'll be honest with you, I don't.
Let me explain to you. Generally, when there's a voting system.
Just real quick, I got your chicken right here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
You know what? Do you like
it's a little too large. I just meant large, not extra large. I don't know how the systems work on the seas, but that's fine. I'll eat it. Thank you very much.
You know, do you like my monokini? Where there's
what's a monokini?
I've got this. I've got my bikini top on. I got all these gold hoops connecting down to my thong base. It is searing my skin because it's very hot here.
Yeah. May I just say?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You have a very liberal haircut.
I don't know if you're liberal or whatever it is. I don't want to talk politics.
That's fair enough. Say, look.
You do. You know what? It's very liberal. It's veering way to the left.
Can I? Yeah.
It's a full.
Look.
It's flying in the wind.
I like a flock of seagull meets, Cyndi Lauper. I don't know what to say. Women don't have to work for anything in life. They can get by 100% on looks. So I'm just going for a fun hairdo.
You know what? That's the kind of attitude I like in a woman. It's refreshing.
Oh, can I just say,
are you married, Kirk?
Are you married, Kirk?
Long single. But I will say this. My 30th birthday present to myself was a vasectomy.
Wow. Yeah. You just knew very quickly.
At that age, I was like, you know what? I had a chance, and it passed me by, and I don't want another chance.
That's it. That's it.
You never wanted a kid.
You didn't want any young Kirks?
Didn't want it.
Is it Kirk or Kurt?
Kirk.
Kirk.
Now, how did your parents feel about that?
Hold on. This is something I like to do. I love to do this on the cruises.
Are you?
Do you want to touch my calves?
I do. Yeah.
I feel like you're getting kind of handsy. You're leaning forward.
You know what? I was reminded
because I gotta say,
you may be huge.
You may weigh 120.
Yeah.
Your calves look like
they're
30
huge.
Pounds.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I just lift all day long.
No,
all natural.
Those are giant calves. They're like, it's like you sewed on two grapefruits on the back of you.
I played soccer when I was a little kid. Right. I always think it had
those
to do with
those are from
that.
When you were a kid? That's like Popeye.
I just really hate my brother, you know?
Oh, shit, you are drunk.
I really hate that fucker. I hate my brother, you
what
know?
What happened with him?
Look, my family's rough. I need you to know that my parents will never accept you because you're not Muslim. Neither am I. They won't talk to me anymore either.
What the hell did you put in these drinks?
They're just regular drinks.
This is like a sob story.
She got hammered. I don't know what to tell you.
They'll never accept me. It's like there's nothing wrong with being Muslim. They're just going to accept me. You know what I mean? And my brother converted them, and now because I didn't convert, I mean, maybe I should just convert.
Look,
they'll never accept me.
You're really sharing with us. Can I tell you guys something extremely personal?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I like to follow porn stars on their vacations and try to sleep with them, and I have a very high success rate. So that's just because it's kind of like
your
Muslim
thing. Is that how you ended up on this cruise?
Ultimately, yeah. I was following one, and I started doing the job, and I kind of loved it.
Okay.
Which porn star?
Just any. Two of them had the same last name, and it was Trix.
Oh.
T-R-I-X.
Oh.
They weren't related.
No. Separate careers.
Yeah.
One was liberal, one was conservative, probably. I understand.
Wow, and they were successful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, high success rate. Not 100%, but very high still.
You know, I feel like I need to confess something, you guys.
Okay.
I've had a few cocktails, as you know.
Yeah, you're all out of them.
I just want to tell you, I regularly drive drunk in our most pedestrian part of town for fun.
You've actually got a problem.
I'm sorry. Wait, we got to cut you off.
You've actually got a problem.
Now, let me just say that again, in case you didn't hear me.
No, I think we...
I regularly drive drunk in our most pedestrian part of town for fun.
I think you're going through something very serious.
Yeah. Well, look, hey, I didn't say that I ended up here because I retired from a cool job. Yeah, I was number one Mary Kay, but guess what I also did?
Drugs.
You got a liberal haircut?
I was a bad person. I dealt drugs.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them.
And so you're trying to run away from that by
I'm
getting
trying
into
to
a
run
car,
away from
hammered,
it.
And driving around
highly. I sold
highly.
It to everybody. Yeah. I'm just trying to drive. It's like, I don't know how to just like.
You know what? I'm going to make things a little brighter here. What's your favorite Disney shirt?
Thank you so much. You know, if you have to ask, I like just a classic Mickey.
What about you?
Like
you didn't
tail.
Answer. You said
like
Ice Age and I'll forget it.
I like the tail on
What's
that?
Your favorite
Disney shirt? Moana.
Yeah.
I like the water.
She seems
water
free.
Element.
It's
she
nice.
Seems happy,
oh,
yeah.
Also, by the way, you're really sticking to the cruise thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're on water now.
Oh, it's totally, it's completely inside of me. I mean, also, this isn't fully related to cruises, but they tell you not to sleep with people at rehab.
They do.
Oh, okay. But I did anyway.
I have a feeling she did too.
If you ever go to rehab, definitely do not sleep with any of your co-patients.
I did.
I gotta say, this is really...
Is it true? You're absolutely right.
You know what they say? How old are you again?
Right around 70.
Yeah. He's 69.
By the way, I love the upside down lamp you've got back there. I think it looks absolutely fantastic.
And I like the art of having an art, like a frame with nothing in it. That's very
cool. Yeah, it's a commentary on art.
I love the
decor.
That's
very, very chic.
Tonight, we are invited to the captain's dinner.
Wow.
How fun is that? We're sitting at the captain's table.
Oh, I hope it's Captain Lee. I love that show.
I'm pruning in here. So you know what? Let's go meet Captain Lee.
Okay, let's go meet Captain Lee.
Cut to the captain's dinner.
Ooh, Captain.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you.
Wow. We were expecting a man. I caught you.
I'm sorry. I just didn't.
Yep.
I wasn't.
Lady Captains. God. It's always been Lady Captains.
I don't know.
On
should
ship.
We be on this boat? I didn't know that.
Okay. Oh,
okay. It's just a little sexist.
Hello.
Sorry.
My name is Joelle Key Vasectomy.
Your last name is Vasectomy?
No, Joelle Key Weissman.
I wish we were at Sizzler.
I wish we were at Sizzler too. Do we need a basket of tater tots?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. How long have you been allowed to do this?
Be the captain of a ship? Long time. Yeah.
Okay. Kind
of,
you know,
like since
the 1970s or something like that. It was never really a big sexism thing there with being
well, that's
a captain.
Good. I don't want anyone to be sexist. But so who?
Well, it seems like
else is doing it though?
Yeah, you are also.
It's an all female crew here.
I have to be honest, it is weird.
I'm not kidding. I'm pretty stunned by your reaction,
I have to say. I like it. We're very busy up here. You know how you know someone's cool? When they say, I have a daughter, so I know.
Do you have a daughter?
I do have a daughter. She doesn't speak to me. She says I'm sexist.
Well, yeah. I have to say, it wasn't weird, but for you to wear a full captain's hat to dinner with the captain when...
I thought it'd be a funny joke.
And epaulets, you got full epaulets on your Disney shirt.
So they just let you clown around here in pants, or...
They do. Yeah, they do. I mean, I consider myself my own boss. I basically run everything here. And one little piece of advice, and I always say this to people.
I was my own boss when I did Mary Kay.
Your own what?
Boss. My boss.
Have you had some of the pina coladas?
She's
I had four
had
pina coladas.
Quite a few of them.
Look, let's just get really drunk.
Okay.
Okay.
I think maybe this part's going to be over for me.
Because if you're going to be getting drunk
up
here.
No.
It's fine. You can have 5, 10 drinks,
right? So how'd you become a captain?
I can. Well, actually, I want to tell you. I want to give you a little piece of advice. A little perspective on how I look at the world.
Oh, you think you're better than me?
I guess when you see the Great Wall of China, there really isn't much that will ever compare. That's just something to think about. It's kind of like a koan. It's like a witticism.
Why won't they take a cruise ship right up to the Great Wall?
That's what I want to know.
I think it's landlocked. I think where it is is mostly landlocked. I could be wrong.
Well, then why would anyone go?
Why would anyone go if there's no water?
Yeah, these are great questions. These are really valid questions. Not a captain question, I wouldn't say.
Do you ever even leave this Tampa Cove area?
I stay up here. I like to be in my little situation.
But why don't we take this boat anywhere?
Oh, you mean the boat itself?
She's not allowed to after, you know, at a certain point, they don't allow her.
No, I am.
Are you sure?
I'm a certified captain of this vessel, yes.
Okay. I didn't know what they let you in. I think that's great.
I gotta say, I'm surprised because women don't have to work for anything in life. They can just get by 100% on looks and look at you achieving.
Thank you very much.
Is this sexist? I want to eat your pancake batter.
Jesus. I think I need you guys to leave.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Will you walk me to the Lido deck?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I hope you really enjoy yourself.
You want to come with us? Or?
No, I'm the captain of this ship, and I'm still doing that.
But you're not.
No, I am.
No, here's $100.
No, I am.
Here's
$100. I don't want your $100.
No, here's $100.
I won't do anything.
Here's $100.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, go get a... Yeah.
So, Lex, you've got a daughter who won't talk to you.
We're at the Lido deck.
Yeah. This is gorgeous.
I do have a daughter.
And she, what's her name?
Stone Cold Asshole. That's not her name.
What is her name?
That's her nickname.
Her nickname is Stone Cold Asshole.
Yeah, her real name.
That was my nickname in college.
Her real name is Elephant.
Hey, excuse me, guys. I was just having a conversation with my friend over here.
Is there something wrong with you?
No, there's nothing wrong with me. I was just having a conversation with my buddy.
What is wrong with him?
No, this is a regular way to talk.
Close your robe.
Are you okay?
No, it's totally fine.
Look, I was just talking. No, the robe is open.
Did the person you were talking to understand you?
Yeah, we're having an argument. It turned a little argumentative.
There's no way you would. Who could take this seriously?
I want you to weigh in on a little argument I'm having with my buddy. Would you mind?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't think that people are fully formed until they're 25, which is why I don't vote yet.
I thought it was peculiar that a young person would be on this cruise. You're not retired.
What did you retire from?
No, my mom retired.
What are you saying?
What?
I can't understand a word of it.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to, like, any... I'm from Chicago. Is that what it is? Is it the accent? You're disturbed? Look, just weigh in.
You can't see the ocean from
you
Chicago.
I know, but then
the Great Lakes don't count.
It's the same.
Landlocked.
It's the same.
Just like the Great Wall of China. Landlocked.
What are you doing? What are you doing so young on this cruise?
Yeah,
my mom
are you here?
Retired.
Close your fucking robe.
I'm going to leave it open. This is how your
mother was hired to do what?
What?
No,
what?
She was retired. I said my mom
Who's
retired. No, my mom retired.
Your mother.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. You are the saddest.
My mom is a. She's a judge. Her name is Judge Ito.
Oh,
no relation to the OJ one.
Are you her biggest disappointment? agreement?
No, my mom is my best friend.
Here's $100.
Thank you. I need that. Thank you.
Where's Mama? Where's Mama?
Mama's over there. She's sunning.
Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight.
Mama.
And that's my message to LGBTQ plus people. Let me get this straight.
Oh, whoa.
Okay? You don't have to guess which side of the aisle I'm on.
Yeah.
Mine not on the side of my hair.
But I am. I flow the opposite direction of that head of hair. I can tell you that. Listen. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Okay. You go, you know what? You go tell that to all your friends who hate this country, mm-hmm. who don't want anything to do with America.
Wait, you want me to say, let me get this straight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Send that message to them first.
Well, let me tell you. I'm really trying to build my podcast audience. So yeah. maybe I can lead with that.
You know, there aren't
enough. That would be a nice catchy hook.
You know what? Catchy what?
Hook.
I thought you said something else.
What do you think I said?
Hunk. And I thought, if you're not talking about me, there's no other hunks in this
room. Look, I'm going to get a Tasmanian devil tattoo because Taz be fucking shit up.
Okay. I don't know anything. You know what? Now you're talking like a youngster.
Listen.
Do you know who Taz is? Is that your role model?
Yeah.
I don't know who Taz is.
Is your role model?
I don't want to piss you off, man, but my role model is my mom.
Is your
mama?
Oh. Mama Judge Ito.
Oh, let me guess. Your mom. She must be exactly. Who's your role model? Daisy Duck is your role model
what
now.
What is your fucking problem,
Lex,
man?
Lex.
Get some shoes that fit, Daisy Duck.
Lex,
oh my God,
Lex,
man.
Lex. Listen.
What? Sorry, I got a little hopped up.
Listen, I gotta be honest.
I gotta take my pill.
I got bad taste in men. I got a broken picker. But when I saw you screaming at that young man.
Yeah, I got you turned on.
Got a little hot. I was like, oh, he knows how to put it.
What's
in
your
place.
Name? And where are you from again?
Yeah, what's your name? Toby?
I'm from Chicago. My name is Toby.
I can't understand a word of it.
Toby
Ito. I don't understand a word of it.
Toby Ito.
Okay.
Can I just say, I've never been more aroused. Lex Donovan, would you like to come to my cabin? And can I hop on that pole?
I'm happy for you to come up on my pole. There's one rule, though. There's something you got to get used to about me. I'm a very idiosyncratic person. I stand on my head 10 minutes every morning and eat blueberries. That's why I look so young. Well, you're either in or you're out.
Guess what? I'm going to hop on pop.
Hop on pop.
Wow, looks like you guys are not going to be needing a to-go box.
Oh, Kirk, there you are.
Well, if you don't want to fuck me, do you at least want to go swimming sometime?
Who said I didn't want to fuck you?
I could just tell. You didn't even try.
You are the worst. And I love you for it.
Oh, my God. Let's go get married.
Yeah. Go take the marbles out of your mouth.
Bye.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen.
Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Okay, Mike, how did you think that date went?
I think it was really like aspirational. Like yeah. it was sloppy in the way that you want yeah. a good date to be.
What was the most shocking line that you had? Are you shocked by the real life lines that people have said to them?
It gives so much soul to the entire game. Like, because each new thing I hear, my instant thought is like, that's such a random thing. And then I'll go like, a person said that on a date.
And someone
it's
had
insane.
It, and one of our sweet listeners had it said to their
it's
face.
It's totally insane. It's
I did want to add the wrinkle that our dear friend Sam Pancake is the one who submitted someone saying, I want to eat your pancake batter. Which is really horrifying.
Yeah, that is actually much worse.
Because that's his last name. Yeah, actually.
And he's going to come to the podcast
I heard.
We can ask him what that was. And he said that they made out.
And the other two that killed me are...
Well, it's horrifying to think any of these lead to like making out or sex.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
My other two favorites were Hop on Pop. It was horrifying. Mm-hmm. And also someone asking someone... By the way, who was not into Disney, according to what they sent me, they were asked, what's your favorite Disney show?
That's so weird.
Like, what do you say?
That's
I would not
so
even know.
Weird.
I regularly drive drunk in our most pedestrian part of town for fun. Is wild. Wild.
Yeah, that's
wild.
Really like, you leave that date and you report
absolutely.
That person.
I just need you to know that my parents will never accept you because you're not Muslim. Neither am I. They won't talk to me anymore either is also wild. Out of context, it's wild.
Wild.
I can also really see the guy who would say my 30th birthday present to myself was a vasectomy. I'm like, I kind of have met that guy.
Clearly.
Dr.
Clearly.
Banana, what did you think was wild?
Oh, man.
Guess what your phone says?
420?
Right. Everyone got high just now.
Wait, the podcast audience thing took me out. I was not expecting that at all.
Sorry to build my podcast audience. Yeah. All right, now, Mike.
I want to say this.
We've had a stroke of luck recently.
Yeah. Oh, wait, one last thing about those, though, that I want to say. Sorry, I have such a tendency to interrupt. But
no, go for it.
I was going to say, I've basically never been on a date with someone I wasn't already friends with.
Right.
And so it's kind of shocking.
That's very lucky.
Me. Yeah. I'm always like, thank God I never had to.
Yeah.
I think I present really poorly if you don't know me at all.
Yeah.
I think it's like exhausting if you probably get to just getting to know me, you know?
Yeah.
That's
fair.
Yeah.
It's
but that's
weird.
The way to do it if
you
can.
Well, it's weird. Like, you know, I was married. I was in a relationship for basically my entire adult life. And like coming out of it, then, you know, I got divorced during COVID. So then coming out, I thought I was gonna be married forever. Coming out, I hadn't been on a first date since texting was invented. It was like, and then much less the apps. It was just like, and we'd all been locked in our houses for 2 years. It was wild.
Was your first date with a total stranger?
Yeah, I had tacos with a total stranger. But I will say, like, I had good friends who were like ardent, just go on, that liked dating.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, go on the apps and just treat it like learning a sport. So they're like, just go on a bunch of dates. And so it's not
literally my nightmare.
Mine too. But they were like, it's also coming out of COVID where they're like, okay, get your outfits, figure out how to talk without like trauma bonding. Like, where do you like to go? What do you like? Just go on a bunch so it doesn't feel personal so that when you actually meet somebody who jangles your chemicals, you've had the practice.
I like that phrase.
Right?
Oh, I like that too. Chemicals, yeah, that's good. Even though it sounds a little dirty.
It does sound a little dirty. Yeah. And dangerous.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. This is our peanut butter
portion. That's how I describe being bipolar. My chemicals are all jangled.
There you go.
So
you know
Brian and I are trying to become, as you know, lifestyle influencers, cooking and baking stars.
Right. And it's happening.
Yes,
you know
it's
who
happening.
Else did this recently? And I kid you not, Jenny Jones, former talk show host, has a cooking channel now.
Wow.
Okay.
On YouTube. Check it out.
We're going to make you a cake, peanut butter pumpkin cake, and a best person ever mug. And I have to say, your bride, Lauren Lapkus, fucking hated it.
Yeah, she did hate it. It was.
She hated
I knew
it.
She hated it before I saw the footage.
She hated it.
Yeah, now, she really did not care for
that. She's a person who likes herself, and as we said to Gareth, she had two parents who loved her.
Yes.
So I feel like like a person who likes themselves might not like this.
No, no, she had like a good, healthy childhood.
You need one parent who kind of makes you feel like shit.
Yes, and I had that. I had that.
You
big
have
time.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're
so we're hoping I'm so you're damaged to enough you to love this.
Oh, and I came here needing to please.
Okay, so what did you bring to us?
And I brought you cinnamon. Perfect. Each episode, I've
you
thought. I wonder if cinnamon.
I think it's gonna. I think it's gonna make it.
Do you like a little? Do you like a little chocolate?
I want you to make it. The best possible thing that you
and
can
you
make.
Eat, you would eat
I'm
going to
eat
egg.
It. Even if it had meat in it,
will
I would eat it.
Will you eat an egg white?
I want you to make the best possible version of this.
Well, Arden's and I will, baking because
yes. I've had to bake.
I got schooled on my baking.
I'm going to the bakery.
But she's going to the bakery. Put, so put on your
this,
hairnet.
You put on this much pumpkin.
The first tip is you use this much pumpkin.
This much pumpkin.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I can do this at home. Okay.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Take note.
Yeah.
Do you have
cat? It's two cat fistful.
Now you're a vegetarian.
Yes.
A lot of people, I'm not saying just you, people of any, however they eat, have rules about what they will and won't eat. Do you have carve outs or rules?
No,
or
you know, I became
like,
a vegetarian when
thing?
I was a teenager.
Oh.
And so it's been so long that it's kind of like, I'm not a foodie in any way.
Yeah,
I basically like don't really care about food at all.
You're us. I really
don't care about sweets. So
Speak
I like
yourself. I'm putting
but
a
one thing
bit
I share with you guys:
Jamaican jerk seasoning.
We are putting jerk seasoning, and believe me, it's worth it.
I am here to trust you guys.
We're putting a little expired.
It's delicious. I'm serious though; it does the trick.
Great. I'm enthused about this. But I love peanut butter just like you guys do. This is a baking show.
This is.
Pounding the totally expired ingredients.
Just to lose. You got that's part of the recipe.
Oh, that's too much. That's too much.
Oh, Arden. I will say this about you, Arden. I will say this.
Heavy hand.
The second something is, we taste something and it's good, Arden's like, which means we need to triple it.
Yes.
We start out once, and the next time it's like 10 eggs or whatever. It just gets much bigger.
Laugh away, laugh, boys. I'll be giving you a $100 bill for my once I get my book deal
for my
cookbook.
You're right. I will say this as much as I criticize her. Arden on the show has become a much better baker than I have.
Yeah,
we
she said
that.
It before we started recording.
It's true, she did.
She basically said,
I don't
want to
give her
allowed.
That. Now I'm taking it back. I don't want to give her the credit. Now, Mike, something we like to ask everyone who comes on the show, what is your morning routine? Well, actually, I know this about you.
Mm.
Actually, I'm more interested in your self-care routine.
Yeah, how do you keep yourself mentally healthy?
Because I know that you, I don't know if this is the case anymore now that you have a child, but
yes.
I know that you used to keep, used to be sort of an insomniac, right?
I mean, I still would, am, yeah.
100%. You are a night owl.
Yeah. Yes, but it definitely has changed with having a child.
Yeah.
I mean, my daily routine is basically pure chaos. It's just completely different every day.
Yeah.
And it's just pure chaos.
Can I throw this out there?
And I would say I don't do anything to keep myself mentally right. I feel like I'm insane all day.
You know what, though?
Day.
It translates. This is, I'm not going to say this.
You present well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure, sure.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's sort of one of those things where it's like a miracle that, like, because I'm the same way. I can be very chaotic.
Yeah.
That we've found something good to do with it.
Yes. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And also, I feel like that's.
Well, our job allows us to be chaotic.
That's
basically.
True.
Where I'm like, I'm really good when I'm great at having a schedule when I have a job. And when I don't have a job, then it's just chaos.
If it flies on the wall. But I got to say, you are. So funny on Twitter and Instagram
with how honest you
are when you're going through those periods.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean, and in other things too, but like, yeah. I feel like that's a form of self-care. Like, you're not hiding anything.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
I'm making it sound like you're out of your mind, and that's not true.
No.
But.
I mean, I have like really pretty intense depression, like, for my whole life. And so it's kind of just the baseline at this point in my life, and it's totally what just how I feel.
I fought depression for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes still like, last week I was like, I think I'm low-grade depressed. And I have, like, it's weird. It is, I think, partially maybe chemistry, partially upbringing. So it's like,
oh, yeah.
For me, it's been like, oh, okay, I feel better when I don't. That's why I do stevia. I feel better when I eat sugar and flour. Uh-huh. I actually chemically get depressed.
Yes. Yeah, like, it's good to not drink. Like I try to not drink
and like,
all the things
I get,
that make you
like
more depressed.
Like a little vitamin D, even walking or playing tennis. Like, it's like there are certain things being right. with yeah. people, like socializing gets
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. Well, and chess is a big thing of that for me. Sure. It's like I have like a big focused. Chess community and all my chess friends, and that's all very
this
nice.
Is it before.
I can't wait. I can't
this
wait.
Is how I know I belong on that retirement ship. Because literally, the thing that I love doing so much at the end of a day is a crossword puzzle.
Oh, nice.
Is that pathetic?
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. I love that. I'm obsessed with puzzles of all kinds.
And
so
I go right
great.
To that New York Times archive.
Oh, that's yeah. Nice.
I'm on 2021 right now.
Do you do it nice. On, do you print it out or do you do it online?
No, I just do it online. You can do, but sometimes what I'll do, this is fun. This is a celebrity tip.
Okay. I love it.
And I want everyone to perk up their ears.
Yeah.
What you can do.
So tell your clients. Do you tell
all have,
your
clients? Do you all have,
do you tell
they?
Your clients?
I tell all my clients.
Should we all close our eyes?
Yeah.
You can if you want, but what okay. I'm going to tell you is okay. this. You need to get a smartphone, okay? First what? Of all.
I've never heard of that.
First of all. Second of all, Mac Apple has a thing now.
Okay.
Mac Apple has a thing now called Bounce It Up There. Or AirPlay? No. But
AirDrop.
Screen Share. Screen Mirror.
Yes,
screen bounce
mirror.
It up
yes.
There. Bounce yeah. it up
so
there.
This is, you're going to laugh your pants off.
Yeah.
So what I'll sometimes do uh-huh. is I'll take my crossword puzzle on my smartphone.
Uh-huh. Throw it to the
I'll
TV.
I'll do whatever you guys said it was.
Yeah. Yeah. You screen mirror it. You throw it to the TV.
Exactly. I bounce it off the walls.
Uh-huh.
And I do the this is you're going to die laughing. I do the crossword. I do.
On your
you're
going
to you're not going to believe it. I do the crossword. I have it on my TV.
Yeah, you die. You're crazy.
And I sit
I'm dying.
On my sofa. And I have the soundtrack from Memoirs of a Geisha
playing. No, you do not.
Of course. I take my blanket that truly I just ordered because of its hideousness.
What
it is
color?
The ugliest. It's so ugly you can't even imagine it. But I got it from L.L. Bean. And I get
Bleen?
L.L. Bean. The knockoff. And I cozy up and I do the crossword. I can't believe you guys aren't laughing. And I do the crossword.
Yeah. No, I'm,
can you imagine
I can't
this?
Wait to laugh. I yeah. can't wait.
And I do the crossword.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I
it's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what I do for self-care these days.
That is laugh out loud.
I was afraid to put too much chocolate in with the cinnamon. All right.
Cinnamon.
Why?
Don't we have to wait? You always tell the guests to wait because it gets too hot.
Well, I got throat meal burn, so don't worry about
I'm scared.
It.
Throat meal burn?
Throat meal. I do love that portmanteau.
How cinnamon. We
do? Yeah?
Cinnamon. Yeah.
We like?
Yeah.
And how does cinnamon. That? How does it taste with the jerk chicken?
Good. I didn't put, that was mostly cinnamon. The too much was cinnamon.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, that's good.
I
actually
good.
Really
that's
do like
good.
It. It basically
that's
just
good.
Tastes like peanut butter.
It
we're
tastes like peanut butter,
butter
and it does.
And cinnamon.
This is like
I love PB Fit.
The cinnamon is an elevation.
Yes!
Everyone's always trying Hell to yes. find a way to eat a classic breakfast peanut butter. This is the way. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You
look
love
no
it.
More.
Oh my mm-hmm. God.
It's great. Okay,
good.
Mike. Rank it on a scale of 0 to 10, honestly.
I actually, if you don't mind, I want to rank it on a scale of 0 to 100.
Okay, okay.
And I'm going to give it a 100.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Arden.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
No, Arden, I have to say, you are officially the resident chef.
No, this is amazing.
You are.
That was great.
This is really good. The cinnamon really.
Bethany Frankel.
You are Bethany Frankel. Absolutely.
Oh, my God, this is my
This could be on the Great British Bake Off.
Well, even I'm going to say.
You wouldn't win. You wouldn't win. Hold on. It could
oh,
be on it. All I said is it's on it. It's in the first
this
episode. She goes home.
This is tastes... fan favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly.
You know what? It's, you're going to laugh your pants
yeah,
off.
I just had some.
You're going to laugh your pants off.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to laugh your pants off.
I'm going to make this while I take my smartphone.
You're dripping.
Have another one. More.
That's because I'm so good, wet right? thinking about my night. What
are you talking about? He's rock hard.
I'm rock hard because it's going to be hysterical. And I can't believe you're not laughing.
What?
I'm going to take my smartphone. I'm going to take my smartphone.
Yeah.
I'm going to bounce. Yeah. This is my audience. Thank you, Anna. I just want to make sure. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Mike Cashel. We want to thank you from the bottom of our
heart. I only like to hear my name if someone's mouth is
Mike
full.
Mike Cashel.
Over your wife?
A little bit.
Mike
yeah.
Cashel.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for turning the ship around.
Yeah.
For showing us that what we had before Arden was not a fluke.
Thank you.
Yes.
We knew it.
This is now a pattern.
I really do love PB Fit. You guys got to get sponsored. It's legit. I've okay. had PB Fit before.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw a nutritionist and she recommended okay. I put it yes. in stuff.
I want to say.
Did you like seeing the nutritionist? That sounds kind of nice.
It was nice, but I'm a bad student.
Yeah, I am too.
Here's what I want to say to our listeners at home. Here's what I did. I did.
Yeah, tell us the secret.
Okay, so I did half of this much pumpkin.
Half of what you're seeing.
So it feels like two cat fists. Two cat.
I think that's a good measurement.
So then I did three pregnant scoops of PB fat overflowing.
Yeah, they were overflowing.
They were overflowing.
Three fat scoops. Then I used
Which one did you pick?
Splash of the... I'm blind. What does that say?
Madagascar vanilla.
The Madagascar vanilla. Just a pinch of cocoa powder, a pinch of expired Jamaican jerky.
That you have to bang on the table five times to get it going.
One egg white, three...
Oh, you did do the egg white. Oh,
three
nice.
Three Truvias. And a lot of cinnamon.
I was going to say, some would say too much cinnamon, but they would be wrong.
This is enough.
I got to say, this is what I do.
This is what I do. I look at Arden make it, and I'm like, there's absolutely no way that's going to be good. Yeah. And then it's delicious.
I was thinking that as well.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Well, because Lauren calls me organized chaos.
I see that.
Mike Castle.
She's very organized.
Yeah, she is very organized.
Mike Castle.
I just want to hear him keep saying
that. By the way, before we get to that,
I should record him saying that and have that be my text
tone. Here's some cool reviews we got. It really helps the podcast if you like and review it on Apple Podcasts. We're just getting up and up and up in the numbers, and it's thrilling, the response.
Yes, please, please do it.
And it costs nothing to do it. You tell all of your clients to review it.
I tell all of my clients, listen, the first thing you need to do is buy peanut butter and stick an egg in it. The second thing you need to do is read and write reviews for No Autographs, Please.
Okay, speaking of, 5 stars, hilarious, from Dove. Love Arden and Brian. They play so well off their guests, and they've also converted me to powdered peanut butter.
I love a convert, I have to be honest with you. My new favorite podcast, we've got a few of these. This hilarious podcast is right now at the top of my list, along with Will You Accept the Swallows.
Oh, so sweet.
Love Arden and Brian, a great guest so far. Also love the fabulous production team. So do we.
Oh, we love
the fabulous Anna and the fabulous Katie.
They're gorgeous. They're dead gorgeous. 5 stars. From Hillary PC. So funny. I was hooked on this podcast after one episode. It is laugh out loud, hilarious, and overall just joyful to listen to. Highly recommend.
Henry Roche. I love that last name. When Worlds Collide, 5 stars. Arden and Brian have been two of my favorite podcasters for years. When I heard they were going to collaborate, I was so excited.
Nice.
And they have delivered. I have to say, it's been true genius and magic.
It's been such a joy. And this is our final one that makes me so happy. 5 stars, 10 out of 10, never stop chewing, from Cheers Shields. I actually enjoy the mic chewing sounds. Y'all are perfect, never change.
I gotta tell you, you're my kind of people too.
I gotta say. I feel seen.
Don't forget, go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review, and rate us.
And we also appreciate the people who sent in their lines. These are the people who sent in their lines. First of all, I'm so sorry that these were sent to you. And if you want to also submit yours, you can do napspod1@gmail.com.
And follow us on Instagram @napspod.
This week we have Becca French, Disco Crisco, Robin Kern, R.A., Kylie Creech, Fakesa McGee, Jessica Leith, Leech 2, and Nina.
Thank you also to Enjoy Marcus, The Red Siege, Sandin W. Spalding, Hello Hi Tommy, Adam, Caitlin, Nicole, Carrie Berry Full of Wine, John Brennan, Schmidt the Fan, The Gwal, Leisha Brooks, Maddie Heron, Genevieve Engelson, who we love, Mother Undercover, JRoberts.93, The Travis Horn, we love Sam Pancake, and Warpal's Word, we love you too.
Mike Castle.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, it was an absolute honor to be with you guys.
I forget your handles.
I actually deleted Twitter the other day.
I'm this close.
I had like stopped using it last July, and it was like before all the Elon Musk stuff.
Yeah.
But I just left it there because I was like, but I like my tweets. They're funny.
They are funny. Right. And your Instagram's hilarious too,
thanks.
Though. So are you Mike Castle on there, or what are you?
No, on Instagram, I'm Bike Tassel. Yeah.
Watch his curb. Just go on his IMDb and watch. He's a fabulous actor and hilarious comedian.
Will you go home and tell Lauren that you're our new favorite because you liked our
community? Oh, you know, I'm planning to weaponize it completely.
Any way that we can drive a wedge through your situation.
Yeah. No, I know what you want. Yeah, yeah.
And my friendship with Lauren, we want to triangulate her because she didn't like it.
No. And yeah, you guys have to, let me just take a picture of you guys real quick.
I'm sorry, Katie. I got to wipe off your
stamp. Don't tell her, by the way. Don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
About the joke I made, about the crossword. I don't want her to laugh tonight.
Don't laugh. I don't want her to laugh.
And you're probably going to want to tell her that when you're sick.
That's true. You're right. I should
book
a lunch.
Do you think that she would have loved this, or did she love too much?
Don't think that she loves peanut butter like we do.
Oh.
Mike Castle.
I think that's the key thing. Right.
Thank you for everything.
Yes.
Thank you and more. Until next
That's
time.
Our classic outro.
Here's $100.
Listen.
Here's $100
I've never
for you.
Heard that.
And $100 for you.
Thank you so much.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic? Honey, yeah.
No autograph there. No autograph.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.